Thank you. Interestingly, my first visit to the West Midlands, which was in 1975, was to come and see solar panels. My father had got a bit of his head about solar energy, and we had a great trip, the two of us, to Redditch. I forever associate the West Midlands with pioneering in green energy. And he would have really enjoyed his bath on a day like today. Now, I found a listening question, and it's an ethics question. You may want to give quite a quick answer to this. You may not. And it is, would you vote to support or oppose any move to legalise assisted suicide? Would you vote to support or oppose any move to legalise assisted suicide? And Meg, you're the first one. Ellen, you're the first one on this one.
Is actually quite broad. It sounds very narrow, but it's actually quite broad because it's not really a very clear question about what exactly that would look like. Human life is above and beyond the most valuable thing, and actually I would always, always strive to protect and take care of individual life and be absolutely against just some sort of quick tick of a box in that direction. We'll ask you a quick answer.
No, you have to.
I think the thing is, the climate in which we are in currently, politically, I'd be very much inclined not to hand over that kind of power to the government we currently are in. Yeah.
We've already been doing it with DWP. Yeah.
Ian
Bobby
Smith's already been
doing it. I think this is a tough one, a massive, massive issue of individual conscience. And I would have to look at exactly what the proposal was, because I do have sympathy with people who find themselves in a situation like we've seen going through the courts, when, you know, certain instances of horrible systems like locked-in syndrome, and they have themselves wanted to end their life but lack the physical capability to do so. And I do have sympathy with cases like that, but at the same time, you need to make sure that there is never a way that, as Ellen says, there is any kind of tick-box approach to this thing, which is far too important. So, from a quick answer from me, and it completely depends on what the actual proposal would be. But any decision to support or oppose would be taken with, you know, a huge kind of thought process, as I'm sure everyone on the panel would do, because it is such an important issue.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult to talk about any move to legalise assisted suicide, because Meg is right about that. You need to look at what the precise proposal is there. There was, I don't know if you saw it, a really quite moving television programme some months ago about a guy who decided to go to exit in Switzerland to end his life. And he allowed a documentary to be made of his journey there, about what he went through with his family, about the thought process and the discussions they had right the way up to him actually having his life ended in Switzerland. What that programme brought out is that this is a far from simple issue. There are so many competing rights here. It actually blew away the view that somehow this was about relatives wanting to get rid of the troublesome ill relative. Because his relatives, his wife, his kids, his friends were desperately trying to convince him not to go to Switzerland to get that done. He was the one who said at the end of the day, and he had a very particularly nasty form, early onset form of motor neurone disease, he wanted to, well, you could still make a decision to leave instructions that that's where you wanted to go and that's what he did. So I think ultimately, should somebody have the right to determine as far as they can the time of their death, if they are faced with some of these appalling conditions, I don't feel I could take away that right from anybody. But I do think that the safeguards have got to be built in. Certainly there should not be any tick box. And actually it might be that building in this right safeguard is so complicated that it makes it difficult to frame legislation that would allow someone to exercise that right. There was a Dignity in Dying Bill in the last Parliament, which I actually voted for, but I have to say even that did have some holes in it. Really difficult one. But bottom line, should somebody be able to determine when their life comes to an end? I think the answer to that is yes.
I haven't yet seen any proposal that I could vote for. I'm not ruling it out because, as Richard, I would agree with Richard that people should have the right to control how and when their life ends as much as is possible, but it creates so many difficulties that nothing that I've seen so far would be something that I could vote for. I think there is a wider issue here. That we as a society just are awful about how we look after our older people. And we need to get much, much better at caring for old people. And that's outside of funding and politics and so on. Different societies pay much more care and attention to their old people and these questions. They don't... I'm not saying they wouldn't ever arise in those circumstances, but this is something awful about how people see as a burden and we need to get away from that.